How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today. More with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel in just a moment.
The only thing predictable about Oklahoma weather is that it's completely unpredictable. You could be shoveling snow in the morning, bundled up like an Iditarod contestant, only to be sweating like a lawyer at the pearly gates by mid-afternoon. Fortunately, even though the weather's not predictable, there's one thing in Oklahoma that is, and that's the quality of service and coverage you get from Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance. After all, they're from Oklahoma too, just like you. Oklahoma Farm Bureau. We're okay, so you're okay.
No matter if you're a cow-calf producer, stocker, or feedlot manager, you operate in a fast-paced pack on the pounds, keep them healthy world. Now there are two therapies available that can help you meet your health management goals. The FDA has just approved Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold. Ask your veterinarian or go to RestflorGold.com and NuflorGold.com for more information. Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold from InterVet Shearing Plow Animal Health. Restflor Gold and Nuflor Gold are registered trademarks of InterVet Incorporated or an affiliate.
Feedlots right now in very sloppy condition, and that is holding back performance of our cattle. Market-ready cattle in short supply, and those that were ready to go to market got a premium this last week, a couple of dollars up on the cash cattle market, 89 to really mostly 89.50 in the Southern Plains feedlots, according to the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. In the high 80s now, we've got livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today. Daryl, I guess the question is, can we maintain that level or maybe go higher?
Well, again, the key to that in terms of sustaining it really comes from the demand side, the box beef side. If we look at our wholesale market, we had a run-up in January. We came out of the holiday period with a little bit of a pipeline effect. We had to rebuild supplies. We have not done that as much because of the reductions in carcass weight and so on. So there's still some strength there, but box beef prices weakened at the end of January, and now they're kind of coming back to maybe a mid-February rally. We see a lot of that mid-month rally based on the way retailers buy meat. And so the bottom line is I think there's still a fairly firm lid in place on these wholesale values. That's going to limit what we can expect to see on these fed cattle prices. Having said that, the supply situation, both very short-term because of the weather effects and longer-term fundamentally, is very supportive. And the market really wants to have higher prices. We just have to have the demand to support that.
On the demand side, do we see problems like the East Coast snowstorms? Does that kind of back us up a little bit on demand?
Yeah, that's the other side of this story, and we won't know for another week or so just how much that disrupted things. Obviously, people don't get out as much. Travel is restricted. And all of those things tend to impact consumption, and that'll back up. It means that in another week or so, pipelines will not have moved as much meat out of them, and we'll see that back through the system. We don't know exactly how much yet, but it's certainly probably not a positive factor in total.
For 2010, Daryl Peel says it's not just about prices, it's also making sure you don't pay too much for any of your inputs.
Well, I think 2010, first of all, we do expect across the board somewhat higher prices. Again, fundamentally, long-term cattle numbers are supportive, and that should give us some higher prices. The key to how much higher, again, comes from the demand side, and we just have to wait and see how we evolve through 2010. I don't think it'll be a dramatic improvement in demand, but I think we're beginning to make some progress and have the potential to make some progress as we move through the year. So modestly higher prices. In terms of profitability, then, I think the real key is as those product prices, as those cattle prices and beef prices go up, the key will be watching the input side and managing profits as opposed to just thinking about prices. And there's certainly going to be upward pressure on some of our input prices as well when we begin to see this recovery. And so if you're a cow-calf producer, you're worried about feed costs, you're worried about fuel and fertilizer and those kind of costs.
OSU's Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, you don't want to miss the Glover Cattle Company's annual bull sale coming Wednesday, March 3rd at the ranch in Elgin, Oklahoma. Ronnie and Tyler Glover will be offering 66 18-month to 2-year-old Angus bulls with EPDs that showcase moderate birth weights, excellent growth, and superior carcass value. Also selling that day will be 80 spring calving 2-year-old commercial pairs. Call Glover Cattle Company at 580-595-1494 or for a catalog, go to www.nationalcattle.com. March 3rd, Glover Cattle Company bull sale. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.